Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Welcome to an all-new season of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. This season, we dive into the most horrific unsolved murders in history. From the Black Dahlia murder to the unsolved murder of the Lady of the Dunes. Join us every Tuesday on YouTube or your favorite podcast platform. As always, we thank you for listening.
Before they're caught, serial killers often fly under the radar. In some cases, investigators aren't even sure some murders are connected until the killer spells it out for them. In others, a lack of suspects leave the narrative frustratingly incomplete. But just because police and the public aren't aware of a killing spree doesn't mean it isn't happening. Today, True Crime Never Sleeps podcast looks at five unsolved serial killer cases, their murders connected to them, and some of the information we do and don't know. So join us on an all-new episode. Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. I'm your host, Larry Lees. Today we're looking at five unsolved serial killer cases. But first, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Poddex. Visit poddex.com. Use promo code Larry21 for 10% off your first purchase. So we begin with the Long Island serial killer. It started with a panicked 911 call on May 1st, 2010, with a 24-year-old Shannon Gilbert telling the operator, quote, "They're trying to kill me." Gilbert, a sex worker, was visiting a client on Jones Beach in Long Island, New York that night. She was never seen alive again. Her disappearance launched a massive police search, but in the process of looking, investigators stumbled upon the bodies of four missing women about a quarter-mile stretch of Oak Beach, eventually identified as Amber Lynn Costello, Melissa Bartholomew, Maureen Brainerd Barnes, and Megan Waterman, all sex workers who had gone missing. Over time, the investigation grew, and at least 10 victims are now tied to the Long Island serial killer. Criminal profiler John Kelly has said that evidence from the crime scene points to a highly organized killer, possibly a former police officer. And at number two, the West Mesa Bone Collector. By the time investigators discovered the victims in the desert outside Albuquerque, New Mexico, there was nothing left of them but bones. 11 women, most of whom were Hispanic and most of whom were sex workers, have been buried in shallow graves along 92 acres of undeveloped land of dry sand and tumbleweeds. The women had all gone missing between 2001 and 2006, but their remains were only discovered in 2009. One of the women, 22-year-old Michelle Valdez, was 4 months pregnant at the time. All but one of the victims, Selenia Edwards, 15 years old, were local to New Mexico. Dubbed Albuquerque's crime of the century, investigators struggled out of the gate. Two of the women identified amongst the remains later turned up alive. As of the time of press, no one has been formally charged. Also, although Joseph Belia, incarcerated serial rapist, is a suspect in the killing. Another violent serial offender, Lorenzo Montoya, since deceased, is also a potential suspect. And number three, we have the I-70 killer. Most people imagine serial killers committing their crimes at a whispered close distance, but for a month in 92, the killer went on a spree throughout the Midwest with such a cold emotional remoteness that, in one case, he might not have even known his victim's gender. Pulling off Interstate 70 into small stores, the killer would target women working at mom-and-pop shops. He'd approach the store clerk from behind and fire a bullet to the back of their head. Then you take a small amount of money from the register, get back on the highway, and repeat the behavior hundreds of miles away, only a few days later. Although he targeted women, one of his victims, Michael McCown, was shot while stocking shelves at Cilia's Ceramics in Indiana. It was a man who wore his hair long, leading investigators to conclude that, in his haste to murder, the killer mistaken the victim for a woman. All told, the killer took 6 lives in 30 days. Authorities think there's also a strong likelihood that 2 other murders and a near-death murder shooting in Texas in 94 were also committed by the same man. Kelly says the I-70 killer was highly organized and that the surviving victim's description of the killer clothes, combined with his old-fashioned weapons and method of killing, suggests someone who has worked in agriculture, perhaps has slaughtered livestock. If alive, the killer would be in his 40s or 50s today. And at number 4, the smiley face killers. Until a serial killer is caught, the connectedness of the crimes can be a matter of speculation. Such is the case with the smiley face killers, an alleged murderous gang so named for graffiti markings found on bridges and other structures near where the remains of young men have been pulled from rivers. NYPD homicide detective Kevin Gannon worked on the case for years and told A&E he's confident that more than 100 murders across 30 states have been committed by an organized group. The alleged linked victims are predominantly college-aged men whose bodies are discovered in bodies of water. Autopsy reports often show date rape drugs in their system. There are several skeptics, most notably the FBI, which issued a statement in 2008 saying they'd see no evidence of links between the killings. But there's also movement the other way. In 2006, 4 years after the death of 21-year-old Christopher Jenkins, investigators reclassified his death as a homicide after initially ruling it as a drowning. And finally, the Rainbow Maniac. In the city of Carapicuba, probably saying that really bad, part of the greater metro area of Sao Paulo, Brazil, a murderer killed 13 men in Paturis Park, a popular gay meetup spot in the city between 2007 and 2009. All but one of the victims had been shot in the head, their half-naked bodies dumped in the park's undergrowth. Unlike the other cases on this list, the suspect was put on trial for this case. A retired police sergeant, but in 2011, he was acquitted by a jury of his peers. No other arrests have been made. And that is all we have for this episode of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. If you'd like to find us on Twitter, just search at True Crime NS. You can find us on Instagram at True Crime Never Sleeps. If you want to support the show financially, you can buy us a coffee, buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. Thank you, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Follow us on Twitter at True Crime NS. Like us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps. Send us a voice message at anchor.fm/truecrimeneversleeps/message. Tune in next week for an all-new episode.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.